Welcome to the Doghouse on NTNRadio.com and also on Patreon.
If you want to give us a Christmas present.
If we haven't been knocked down from Patreon yet because we think the wrong way.
Yes. Well,
has anyone checked?
That we think the wrong way or whether we're
well,
right?
You know something? I think what killed us is that we haven't been doing the Unhinged. So I haven't been very good about posting stuff on Patreon. So
yeah,
I do apologize.
That.
Yeah, but there's not. I mean, the thing about it is I'm posting the show. So if we were doing the Unhinged, it'd be different, right?
Well, whatever.
But we're not doing the Unhinged anymore, and I do miss it.
I do too. It's you guys. I come prepared. I can rant rave forever.
I can do.
Maybe we'll do one today.
Maybe we will.
Because I can rant and rave
right.
forever.
We all know you can
I have
do
anger
that.
Issues.
I thought the problem was Warren. I thought Warren was the problem with this.
Speaking of things we haven't done in a while.
He's afraid he's going to lose his job.
I got to spend yesterday with Jimmy Graham from Instagram.
Oh, really? How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good. He said to say hi.
Oh, well, next
time
you see him.
He actually said F word, yeah. Right, and stuff like that, but he's doing pretty good. I got to see Jimmy Graham from Instagram.
How did that happen? Was he just like...
He came up to help.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was helping a friend move their car shop and stuff over the week. And Jimmy Graham from Instagram showed up, and he was there like, "Woo, I'm Jimmy Graham from Instagram."
Well,
actually, somebody said something to him, and they're like, "Who are you?" And I looked at them, and I'm like, "That's Mother Effin' Jimmy Graham from Mother Effin' Instagram."
Mm-hmm.
I rolled hard like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how I roll.
It's been so long since we did...
No Filter.
No Filter, and we were doing the NASCAR show, which I can't remember the name of anymore.
Hot lap.
Been a long time.
Got a lot of
things. NASCAR season is coming up soon.
NASCAR's ending soon.
This is better.
I don't know what's going to hit the death spiral first, NASCAR or Moto America.
It all depends on how many of the Frances end up in prison for life.
it doesn't make them bad people. We got some silly season news stuff. First off, have a good Christmas, guys.
Not too bad. I had a wonderful Christmas. I was home by myself.
You loved that then. So you had the best Christmas ever.
I was alone this whole week. So it was very, very quiet. And it was just me and the dog.
See, he gets engaged and already she leaves him.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, at least you didn't have to get married and it cost you $20,000 to find out.
But she's having a good time down in the Dominican Republic. So.
And she went without. Cool. Did she go with a boyfriend?
No. Yes, she did. Yeah, she
all
did.
Right, this is the gift that keeps giving.
No, this is her. Her brother lives in Santo Domingo. So,
oh, that's what they call it now. I'm gonna go visit my brother.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So you can't.
Yes,
meet the
you
family?
Should go visit your brother. I want to hear all about your boyfriend.
You can't go meet the family.
No, I absolutely could have, but you know, I needed to be here because of work. So
in the doghouse.
And I was dog sitting, which apparently is one of my better skills that I actually have.
That I can actually.
Dogs like me, people not so much.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. Warren, do anything special?
Yeah, I just stayed at home, had some friends come by. My mom was up.
Nice.
So,
what does that mean? Your mom was up.
She came from
her numbers up.
She came from southern West Virginia to visit me in northern.
So
Virginia.
They call it up. Okay, so that's what they say.
When you look at a map, it's up. Right. When you go up the map, it's up.
Unless you turn the map.
No one turns the map. Everybody puts north.
At the top. Except Kent.
Oh, except me. I don't do that.
Well, his people were lost in the desert for 40 years.
That's right. Yeah.
So he can't really.
You want to know why? It's only because they had the map upside down.
Yeah, probably. It's not a very big desert. The desert's like literally
you know,
the size of Delaware.
You're going to hold those stone tablets however they're most comfortable, okay?
Oh, the bottom's round. Maybe they're wheels. Wow. Send your hate mail to Warren at ntnradio.com.
Yeah, the papaya. Paper just they just can get in the right direction.
So wow, okay. I should have took odds on whether or not my sister would be late to Christmas dinner now that she lives across the street, because I would have said
I would
she'd
said,
be late,
and she was
by like 3 hours, and then she got lost
crossing the street
pretty much. So that's how that rolls.
Somebody needs a beta hook.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, let's get into some motorcycle stuff. I gave Ken a Christmas gift last week, which was that our Buell Racing is coming back.
Yes.
Buell Motorcycle.
Made my entire holiday season.
He was very excited about that.
Everybody is. Mm-hmm. Everybody is. It's the next big thing.
Yeah.
So we got some other silly season news. We're going to start with just some announcements. One thing I'm glad to see, World Superbike and Laguna Seca did work out a deal that World Superbike will be back, which means two good things. One, we have an American round, but there will be no Super Sport again, which stinks.
Yeah.
Two, it means that instead of like a 72-week break in the middle of their seasons, it's only going to be like 7 weeks.
Oh, cool.
That's a little bit better.
Hooray!
Yeah, right. Yeah, hooray.
A little bit better.
I can't believe there's no place else to race during those times. But yes, they'll be back, and I guess they will be doing the same thing with Moto America and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of good.
Moto America, have they made the news recently?
Well, they've got a lot of press with
Josh Herring. You know, let's start a rumor. They were sold to a Chinese firm.
Oh, we're going to start
Moto America.
Madame. Ha-ha.
That doesn't sound a bit Chinese.
Okay, German.
Yeah, you did.
We'll do a German company. Whatever.
Speaking of German companies wanting to buy things,
well,
Austria, but, you know, you trace the roots back. I believe Austria is part of Germany. No, I'm kidding. That's how
it goes.
There goes our last
Austrian.
Well, it was part of Germany at one time.
There's a rumor going around that KTM is interested in buying Ducati from Audi. Which I think is kind of good and bad, right? Like, I don't know what that means when I look at it on the outside.
It means end of Ducati.
No. Does it mean, A, they're trying to restart World War II? Axis and Allies.
Right.
B, is it that they're having problems with the Super Duke and that they want to, like, tap into the Ducati information a little? Or are they trying to set up Ducati KTM dealerships?
KTM could definitely use some help in strengthening their dealer network. There's no question about that.
Yeah,
Ducati wouldn't be where I would go if I wanted to do that, because Ducati's got their own challenges with the dealer network. So I don't think it's that so much as it's a marquee name, right? It's it's a marquee name, and you know, having two bikes that are competitive on the world scene.
In the last 5 years, definitely since we've been doing the doghouse, KTM has made a huge push into getting into road racing.
Yes, they have. They haven't been as successful at the MotoGP level. We'll have to wait and see how that works.
Yeah, but they've been okay at Moto2.
No, they've actually done pretty well, better than a lot of people had expected, but I don't know. I mean,
if this happens,
if you buy Ducati, what you get is a very competitive bike in World Superbike. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and MotoGP.
That's right. Yeah, in MotoGP. So that's true.
This means to me is that if this happens in 10 years, one or the other will be rebranded to be. It'll be KTM will be folded into Ducati, or Ducati will be folded into.
Nope.
I don't see.
No
that.
Way. No way. I don't think there's any way that happens, Warren, because both of them already have too
running,
much history.
They'll be running the same engines. They'll be running the same swing arms. They'll be a consolidation of manufacturing. They'll be the same bike with different stickers on them.
I'll bet you if they buy Ducati, Ducati stays exactly where they are, located in Bologna.
Oh, I didn't say that. That's not what I'm saying.
Because I think the thing about it
you're
is...
You're saying the bikes are more...
The bikes will be homogenized, and they'll be the same bike.
I don't see that you'll ever... I don't think you'll ever see a KTM running the Desmo Desici motor. I don't think so.
I'm going to say something.
They'll
I
merge
hate
them
defending
some way.
Warren. I really hate defending Warren.
Always happens.
I really hate this.
Well, that should tell you already you're headed the wrong direction.
I'm headed the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But there is rumor of a KTM like dirt bike, like a 450.
Well, KTM's...
I mean, not KTM, Ducati.
Yes, because of the... Yeah, because they made a lot of money on the Scrambler, so they're thinking that's a market that they could they could work in, but they're never going to be...
My God, could you imagine
they would
Ducati
never be competition
Supercross?
For KTM in the dirt bike world. They never would be. KTM's got like 70 years.
Yeah, well, right? I'm just saying that.
When it's the same bike but with a Ducati sticker?
I don't think so. I think
they already got Husqvarna.
I'll bet you it runs as a completely...
Yeah, it's the same exact bike with different stickers.
I imagine there'll be some technology exchange if it happens, but I think Ducatis will stay Ducatis and KTM will stay KTMs. That's my opinion.
No,
I,
you're wrong.
I have to agree with Ken.
You won't live long enough to see that I'm right, but if you did, you wouldn't have to admit it.
I only hope you're right on that. And I don't mean for Ken, I mean for me.
I don't think so. In the history of people buying Ducati is that they won't own Ducati for very long.
That is actually true.
Right?
Well, okay. I will give you that. Yeah. I will give that point up. Whoever buys Ducati ends up coughing them up for one reason or another, not very long afterwards. So
yeah. But speaking of,
it's like
KTM,
it's like
doing
bad
well.
Italian food. It's got to come back up.
Yeah. Speaking of KTM, and we just talked about how they're not doing so great in MotoGP, I read a rumor, and my translations could be really wrong because I didn't get in touch with our English to European translator.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see a Spanish article that's rumoring Pedrosa to KTM to replace Paul Espargaro.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with not. We'll see if it actually happens or not, but I'm my money's on it not happening, because I think Pedrosa's, he may be a development rider for somebody, but I think that's it.
Okay. Well, unless Espargaro was in a bad accident recently.
No, that's the first thing I checked, was to see if Espargaro had crashed or mm-hmm. wiped out or mm-hmm. something. I had some kind of problems, and I didn't find anything. I only saw this rumor yesterday. It was in Spanish. I hit Google Translate.
Yeah.
That's not exactly great. And I sent it off to our English to Spanish translator, and I haven't heard back from him. I mean, our English to European translator.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back from him.
I'll just put my money on that's not going to happen, because I think Pedrosa had just, he'd had enough. I think he's had enough. You know, you can only finish in 10th place so many times.
Yeah, I can't argue that. So that's let's stick in the MotoGP news, and I don't want to say we missed this. We just had a bunch of other things to talk about. But not too long ago, the Honda boss said Rossi just hasn't realized his moment's over yet. I don't know if Rossi's the guy I want to piss off in the field. I mean, Honda has to if I was Rossi, my response would have been like, yeah, welcome to locker room.
Well,
cancer.
You know what? You've always said that you admire the people that say what everybody's thinking and don't say it, right? And he's saying that, and
a lot of people are thinking that.
Rossi, exactly. The majority of the people are thinking that. Let's be honest. Rossi did what a lot of, for lack of a better term, athletes do, and that is they don't know when to get out, right? And mm-hmm. they stay too long, and ends up that
their
latest.
How many podiums did he have this year? I know you're not going to look him up right now.
I'm not going to look him up right now, but I will say this. He finished third in points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, he's a top three.
That's not over the hill.
He's over the hill.
He's well
but it's over hard the hill. But it's hard to make the argument that he shouldn't be racing when last year, in the last 4 years, I think he's finished second in points, fourth in points, and third in points twice.
Yeah. What is
or
that?
Second in points.
What does that make you, the third loser?
Makes
fourth
you the
loser?
First loser.
Yeah, okay.
Second in points, first loser. Mm-hmm. Third in points, second loser. But that's still saying he's a top three rider. And arguably the last 2 years, he's done it on an inferior bike.
Well, let's think about that.
He's
a top three rider who probably costs more money per season for Yamaha.
I don't think he costs Yamaha a nickel.
I bet he does.
Bet he doesn't.
I bet he does. I'll bet Yamaha pays him in excess of $2 million a season.
They pay Yamaha's him close to $12 million a season.
So they didn't.
But it
costs
him nothing.
What, because they make on sales?
He makes that up in t-shirt sales that have Yamaha on it, and they sell it, and they brand it. He makes that up in marketing. You know, it's like when the Yankees signed A-Rod, everybody's like, oh my God, that's going to cost some money. They made more money.
How many Yamahas do you think Rossi sold in the last two seasons for them?
I don't think that matters.
Actually,
you're looking at pro sports. You're looking at that wrong.
I bet
it's
you
not
no.
how many. It doesn't matter how many motorcycles.
Yamaha
sold,
sales are way down.
How many t-shirts?
Except for that. Except for that.
You
class.
Have to sell bikes.
The R series. That mm-hmm. is their best selling bike, and it's based on that. The bike he rides.
It's their best selling bike on a company that arguably is barely hanging on.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah.
But it is their best selling bike, probably because of him.
Okay.
I would just say this. What he brings in t-shirt revenue for Yamaha alone is worth it.
You guys
I'm telling you, do you guys watch the races? When they go to the fan and you see all these people in these yellow Yamaha shirts?
At best, they're breaking even for his salary.
Right.
But
well, that means
else,
it costs nothing. He
but
costs nothing.
Nothing else.
He costs nothing if they break even. I mean, we're only talking $12 million a year. Right? Why will Bryce Harper get $30 million a year in baseball? Because whatever team signs him knows they're going to make that back in jersey sales. That's it. He ain't talented, but that's it. Right? That's why you sign athletes. You sign athletes for t-shirt sales, hat sales, merchandise sales. not to sell bikes and cars.
Well, it's different in baseball and football because what are you going to sell, footballs? But, baseballs? No, you expect...
You sell yellow smoke bombs with a 46 on the side.
Right. Yellow Magellos.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's be honest, okay? They are expected to... They carry the reputation of the manufacturer.
I think yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not reflected in sales.
Of course it is.
No, it's not reflected in sales of motorcycles.
Well,
it's reflected based in sales on what of
Warren,
merchandise.
Well, you're making the exact opposite argument that Warren made.
I'm saying...
Yes, Yamaha is in bad trouble, but the only reason they're still maintaining is because the bike he rides is what sells. If he quit, the R Series would probably die.
That's what you say, but we don't know that, right? If it's their number one selling bike...
Who's going to replace him?
Well, I don't know. What was the number one selling bike when he was on a Ducati?
Well, how many
Ducatis do you think he sold?
Three.
Yeah, right.
How many Hondas do you think Marquez sells? You can't quantify that number.
Because you see all the Repsol bikes running around.
Yeah,
Repsol bikes are not Mark Marquez's. Those were from Casey Stoner's day.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't matter because the thing about it is Mark
Repsol,
Marquez
brand new
keeps,
Repsol bike right now.
He keeps Repsol Honda in the news, right?
Yeah, but how much
in the news has Yamaha been in this past season? Not much.
Here,
so
but in the
say,
U.S.
Dope. There's no such thing as bad publicity, right? Right, we're giving Yamaha more publicity than they've had in the last 6 months.
For free.
Keep RC Racing, buy a t-shirt. That's all I got to say.
Go buy some yellow smoke bombs.
At what point would you recommend that Rossi should hang it up?
So,
when he starts finishing in eighth place?
What Rossi should have done in 2017 is kick over everybody in the field because MotoGP robbed him in 2016. Mm-hmm. If you remember, I said, I hope he wins that year and retires.
Yeah.
Retire as a champion with 10 championships and leave.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's hanging on to get that 10th championship. I think if Rossi was finishing in eighth place, I think if he was finishing in eighth place, he would retire on his own. I think the team setup, I think he really enjoys doing things with the younger guys.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a Warren's way. I mean that like helping him out. But what I will say is
I think he's liking the bike, though.
He hates the bike. The bike's horrible. But I think he still hangs out to 2020, and 2020 he wraps it up. If he doesn't get a championship, he'll wrap it up. But if he gets a championship this year, he's done. I think he's been hanging on to win a championship.
And I will tell you, there's a better chance that Danny Pedrosa wins a championship on a KTM than Rossi wins another championship.
Not this year. This year's a wild card. This year's a wild card. You're gonna have complete utter.
Explosions
chaos
coming out of Honda.
At a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have Dovizioso on the Ducati. And is he a choker or not? We don't know. He's never been Mr. Big Time.
Well, he's not been able to maintain a consistent.
That's right.
Start to
who's
finish.
Who's been Mr.
Season?
Consistency the last 5 years?
Well, it's Marquez.
No.
Oh, who's not?
Rossi.
Marquez and Rossi both have been consistent.
Marquez has been like wreckers or checkers, and he scores enough when he wins. But he's been out injured. He's done some other things.
Five championships, who won the majority of those last five championships?
Yes, Marquez. But you take
That's
Marquez
consistency.
Out. You take Marquez out. Who's been the number two most consistent guy?
It doesn't matter. I'm not.
Marquez is out.
The question was who's the most consistent.
You think Lorenzo isn't going to go over and pour sand in his gas tank?
How many race wins has?
Do you think that's not going to happen? Tell me.
Okay, your point fails, but that's all right. Go ahead.
It was good for radio.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Honda boss is like, Rossi, the party's over. Which I'm sure a lot of people agree with, especially Ken, because he hates everybody but Ken Roczen. Speaking of party's over.
Well, he was named after me, so I have to support
Yes, he was
him.
Named after you. They were like, who's failed? So I got a little bitter reading the motorcycle news this week.
Just a little?
A little? Did you see that? Two things came out of it. One, Rob Dingman, who we've had on the show, good guy.
More than once.
Yes, is now the president of FIM North America.
I did not know that.
Or something like that. I don't understand FIM's president.
So are you saying he's left? He actually left the NA?
That wasn't what I read.
I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about the guy.
Well, Rob Dingman was at the Pittsburgh race, but I don't think we went over and talked to him. We should have. I should have took him over. He's the
how
president.
Else are we gonna, how else are we going to get in the AMA Hall of Fame if we don't start talking to these people?
You're right. But that's never helped us before. anyways, so I don't know if that's like, I don't know enough about the FIM to know whether or not that includes two and four wheel racing, or if he's just the president of two wheel racing. I'll know more for next week. I'll do some research. I literally just caught that this morning on a news feed.
I don't know, but I mean, of all the jobs you could get in motorcycling, okay, being the president of FIM in North America is probably the most well hidden job that there is out there. You don't hear much about him at all, right?
Yeah, but he's getting old. Well, right? I mean, we had him on the show 10 years ago, and he was probably in his 40s or 30s. Mm.
Do you know what?
F you.
Do you know what's coming up actually in the next week? I should have mentioned this in the beginning of the show.
10-year anniversary.
10-year anniversary.
It's not our 520th show.
I was a young man when I started.
You were.
Show.
You had hair. I saw. You know, I got a Facebook flashback.
Phil had a full head of hair when I started
my
the show.
My beard wasn't gray.
Yeah.
And I was listening to you guys while I'm laying in my bed
in your underwear, naked. Oh, speaking of that, I bumped into one of the JFK. I'm gonna be a swinging dick for a minute. Mm-hmm. I bumped into one of the JFK interns in a luxury suite at the Caps game over the weekend.
Yeah,
yeah, it was kind of funny because I'm like looking at this guy and I'm like, I kind of know this guy. And he started talking. He said something about radio, and I was like, he's like, yeah, I was an intern at JFK, and I was like, yeah, I was like, you intern? I think he interned for Big O and Dukes mainly.
Okay,
right, but he was in on Saturday mornings. You would know him if you saw him.
Okay,
his name was Kyle, but I don't remember. I don't remember
Bush.
No, it wasn't Kyle Bush. I remember seeing him around, but it might have been after the other show I used to do, because he asked me about that other show, and I was like, "Yeah, that's been dead for longer than Hoffa." come on. But anyways, I just thought that was bring back the old memory. But yeah, wow. You're coming up. Right? Years. Wasn't it like January 9th or something?
January 9th.
January exactly. 9th, 2009.
Yep, January 9th,
2009. Yeah, we're going to have like a doghouse toast that night.
Where the hell
maybe at 9 o'clock at night, we'll do a doghouse toast.
Where did 10 years go? Scary,
the toilet.
Isn't it?
The toilet.
Phil was 36 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was young.
You were young.
But
I was still in the Army.
I was still recovering from dying. You know.
Yes, like, you were.
Yeah, I was a mess. Mm-hmm. I was weak and feeble. And
yeah.
Now I'm just old
Warren,
and feeble.
Warren was still jumping out of perfectly good airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Running through the woods, blowing stuff up.
Nice. I'm going to cut out the blowing stuff. I'm going to just cut out the blowing stuff. Up. I'm just going to go burn the blowing.
Blowing stuff.
Woo! But yeah, so yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah.
We should do something special. Warren, you're in charge. but speaking of the AMA, I got a little annoyed that they named Travis Pastrana AMA Motorcyclist of the Year.
Why?
I like Travis Pastrana.
I do too, but why?
Because he recreated the Evel Knievel jumps and made them look horrible.
Yes.
To me, that was the worst thing that ever happened to motorcycling this year.
Yeah.
Right? But everybody's like, he recreated the Evel Knievel jumps. No, he jumped them on a goddamn...
Yeah, right. He did it on a bike that weighed half as much, right, as the bike that
he was sober.
He was sober. Yep. He took his liver with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had like technology, and they're like, yeah, you know, he wasn't using like an abacus and a pencil trying to figure out whether he'd survive.
Right. Do you think Evel Knievel use an abacus? They just put the ramps up and hope they were pointed in the right direction.
They're like, I did the calculation and there's a beer on the other side.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's pretty much lined up.
That looks about right.
And I just was like, I like Travis Pastrana. I've met him several times. He's a decent guy.
I'm okay with this because of just everything he's done, not just those jumps. Because this put motorcycling and sunning back in front of a generation who's never even heard of Evel Knievel. Most of these people have never heard of Evel Knievel.
And he pooped on Evel's legacy right in front of all these new people.
That's kind
of
what I thought, too.
Well, yes or no, I'm not going to argue that. For a lot of these people, Evel Knievel didn't even exist that saw this. And he's riding a modern bike. He did something crazy. It looked good.
Like, if he had got out there on, like, a 60s Bultaco, I'd be like, Travis Pastrana's the man.
Yep.
We would, yes. The rest of the audience
no,
is
no. Have him go and jump on a Harley like Evel Knievel did.
Well, you're not allowed to do that anymore because they put so much oil down. Right. You can't get the DEC permits.
You got to get someone behind
the
light
it
up.
What are you going to say about the electric bike when it doesn't have any oil in it?
I'm going to say, obviously, it's not a Harley.
They're going to say, where's the? It'll be ridden by the Energizer Bunny.
I am good with them giving him the Man of the Year because.
Motorcyclist of the Year, not Man of the Year.
Motorcyclist of the Year. Because it puts.
Well, that job is already taken by me.
Because it put motorcycling into a light. It was on all the major channels. It was, you know, morning shows, today's show. It was everywhere.
Yeah, it's news. Sorry.
That's because you guys are jaded.
I watched all those jumps.
I am jaded. That's what I said. I started this out when I was annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm jaded.
So, good for you. I'm very happy that he was picked.
It could have been Jiggy Dog. Jiggy Dog won the... Super Prestigio.
Then it would have been, it could have been a lot of different people, but...
My second choice would have been the girl who was on Cover Girl and won the...
If you want to talk about who got the most press this year, I think Shayna Texter did.
No, actually...
I mean, she was in Forbes, she did for the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, for
a little bit, but the girl who's on the Cover Girl model, who's also the racer who won...
Allegedly... I mean, I know she races like club racing.
She got more publicity than Shayna did, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Then what's her name?
Well, since I don't follow that series, I can't tell you.
Yeah, that's why they call me Mr. Monday Night.
There you go. Motorcycles of the Year was somebody.
We don't know her name, but she's
somebody.
Hot.
She's hot.
But we don't know her name.
Nobody's talking. You know, the thing is the Pastrana jumps happened, and nobody talked about it. In my opinion, picking Pastrana.
Well,
the next thing they talked about,
it
they actually didn't.
It's a cop out pick. It's like a default pick. Right?
It's like nobody did anything spectacular.
Exactly. Nobody did anything spectacular.
Yet we're here busting ass every week.
Right. Right.
And didn't even get a mention.
Yeah. Well, it probably didn't even get a vote, other than the one I kept sending in. They kept getting a return saying, you don't actually get a vote.
We would have got it if we had more money. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Like I'd almost like I think what Robbie Madison does like his videos like mm-hmm. he should be that by this standard. Robbie Madison got more people to watch his YouTube videos.
I agree, but that was 2017, not 2018.
Whatever. I'm just saying he wasn't Motorcyclist of the Year.
That was a mistake, in my opinion.
Yeah, but what do you think is more notable? Somebody who creates a completely new...
Riding on water.
Right, doing a completely new stunt of some sort, or somebody who just copies Evel Knievels on a modern bike.
It's like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to take that easy way out.
Right.
I mean, listen, I know Travis Pastrana's a big dude. He's probably going to punch me in the face mm-hmm. when he listens to this show, and I probably deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of took a cop-out.
It is, to me, it's like I said.
Well, no, it's not on him.
Pick.
It's definitely on the AMA. If you don't like it, it's AMA's problem.
Even he took a cop out doing the jumps.
I think
he got paid to do that.
Yeah, he got paid to do that, but...
If you got paid, you would do it.
You might
not make it across the fountains, but you would try for the right amount of money.
Yeah, that's true.
For his money, you would definitely try. It
takes a special ramp.
Extra helmet.
Yeah.
One with a wheelchair on the side of it.
Drool bucket.
Rocket engines.
I would have green screen and just a ramp that I rode over.
There you go.
It'd be like a David Copperfield illusion.
I think it was totally a default pick.
Nobody
else did anything notable in their mind. They rated it, so they said, "Oh, let's just pick this guy that did all of Evel Knievel's jumps."
That happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I just told you 2018 was a boring year.
Yeah,
it definitely was.
Mm-hmm.
The only other person I would have nominated for Motorcyclist of the Year was whoever is pushing to bring out all these changes in Harley. But you can't do that. That's not a person. That's a whole board or something.
You mean the guy that's holding his finger over the hole while the oil leaks out?
that's the guy.
That's the guy. Anyway, Motorcycles of the Year.
I don't have a drop of oil in my garage.
That's right, because it all leaked out in your driveway.
That's right.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is our last show of the year. We'll be back next week, bright and early, I guess.
Starting our 10th year.
God, we're getting old.